We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. M. Rudo. This is episode number 34 of the Motivation Movement podcast titled The Flip Side of Suffering and Sacrifice. To become great, you must give up the good. To become extraordinary, you have to sacrifice the ordinary. To live a life you love, you temporarily have to let go of the interests you like. To realize the dream you are pursuing, you ironically may have to forego a few hours of beauty sleep. Give and take, push and pull. That's what today's episode is all about, and to get everyone motivated this morning, we're examining a quote from the legendary civil rights activist Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The quote goes like this: "As my sufferings mounted, I soon realized that there were two ways in which I could respond to my situation, either to react with bitterness or seek to transform the suffering into a creative force. I decided to follow the latter course." So, what's on the flip side of suffering and sacrifice? Creativity, success, freedom, empowerment. Owning your struggles, taking responsibility of your situation, is the product of overcoming seemingly insurmountable challenges. You can either let suffering overcome you, or you can overcome your suffering. When I think of suffering and sacrifice, I think of relentless business leaders like Elon Musk, who just 2 years ago famously quoted the New York Times that, "The past year has been the most difficult and painful year of my career. It was excruciating." Flash forward to today, Tesla is one of the largest automotive companies by market cap. Its stock is performing extremely well. His other company, SpaceX, has had a number of successful rocket launches working with NASA and other extraterrestrial ventures. Elon's net worth has risen parabolically over the last few years. He literally sacrifices his health, his wellness, both mentally and physically, to achieve his dreams, and he still is not done hustling and innovating. As we've discussed in the last few episodes, though, you need to strike that balance between health and hustle. Elon most likely suffers from serious burnout. Obviously, we don't know what he experiences behind the scenes on a daily basis. Elon's also probably a pro at saying no, like we've also talked about in the past few episodes. Success requires sacrificing your personal time, sleep, stability, relationships, instant gratification, and even in some cases your sanity. Success sometimes requires you saying no to the ordinary, saying no to your hobbies and interests, saying no to your friend's birthday party. There are countless stories and examples of extraordinary individuals who've invested their last pennies into their idea, their business. They've spent time away from their families for work. They had to pick up an extra side job. They skip meals to feed their children. People make sacrifices and endure struggles every day in all different facets of life. Everyone's sacrifice and everyone's struggle is unique and relative to their situation. Giving up what feels comfortable, what feels secure, to ultimately be even more comfortable and more secure is what sacrifice is at its core. There will be times where the struggle seems so overbearing and you think back on your decision to take that leap of faith, to take a risk, but just remember why you chose to go down that road. You have to be able to give up the short-term pleasures in exchange for long-term success, even if the long-term success seems very intangible at the moment. You have to assess for yourself if what you're working on is worth the struggle, if it's worth all of the sacrifice you have to make. If it's for work that isn't fulfilling or isn't meaningful, if it's for work that isn't building up to your end goal and vision, it's probably not worth it. Unless, of course, you're struggling to make ends meet and you just need to get those hours in so you can provide for yourself and your loved ones. Again, suffering and sacrifice are relevant to everyone's situation. Some have the luxury to put themselves through suffering and sacrifice in order to level up, whereas others are born into suffering and didn't choose to make the sacrifices. They absolutely have to. If you want to build a company, you need to invest your time into personal growth, learning, experimenting, seeking out mentorship. As I always say, you have to give up binge-watching Netflix. If you want to be a professional sports player, you have to invest your time in training and practicing. You have to give up your other interests and hobbies in order to specialize on this craft. If you want to become physically fit and optimize your health, you need to invest your energy, time, and sweat into exercising and dieting. You have to give up your Taco Bell and McDonald's meal plan. So, in conclusion, my final thought for the day, Your goal always comes with strings attached. You simply cannot have your goal without making some necessary physical, financial, emotional, mental, and social sacrifices. So if you can find work that's worth sacrificing yourself for, then do it right. Respect your limits, pace yourself, get the help you need to give it your best, not just give it your all. If you are not willing to sacrifice your pride, comforts, your security, you'll never achieve your highest level of success. Your level of sacrifice directly determines your level of success. That is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the motivation movement on social media, tag at mruto, and don't forget to visit my new website, mruto.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, and unfiltered feedback. Do not hold back. I'm not very sensitive. I can take the criticism, and I appreciate it very much. If you come across a great quote that you'd like to hear me talk about, please share it. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.